Leviticus chapter 7. This is a kind of a summary of the offerings. This is the law of the trespass offering. It's most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, he shall kill the trespass offering, and its blood he shall sprinkle around on the altar. He shall offer all of its fat, the fat tail, and the fat that covers the inward parts, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and the cover on the liver. With the kidneys shall he take away, and the priest shall burn them on the altar for an offering made by fire to Yahweh. So, you see from this that God values the hidden inner parts. They were to cut these sacrifices open so that the kidneys and the liver and the fat that was around the kidneys and the liver was all to be cut out. And I think this was to show that God is particularly desirous of our most innermost things, our innermost thoughts. What are your thoughts as you wake up in the morning, as you go to bed at night, as you dream? What are your thoughts as you go to school, to work, as you sit in your old age in an old folks' home? What are your thoughts? What are your innermost desires? What are your innermost passions? This is what we are to give to God. We are to open ourselves up before God and give him our most inward thoughts and our most inward, deepest, most personal, intimate desires. It's emphasized they were to offer the fat tail and the fat that covers the inward parts. Now, we might think that that's not much of a sacrifice because we realize nowadays that eating fat is not good for you and we don't think that fat is that great. But in ancient societies and in some parts of the world today, fat is seen as the best, the most yummy, most honorable part of the sacrifice of the animal, far more valuable and tasty even than the meat. In other words, in their culture, according to their understanding, the fat was the best, and they were to give that to God. And so whatever within our culture and your worldview is the best, you're to give to God. And this is a really basic theme, that we are to give the best to God. They were likewise to offer the first fruits to God. So, what is the best in your life? This, you see, is where our relationship with God cannot be a hobby. Just something you pick up and drop when it's not convenient. Just something you do when you go to church. When you say, yep, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. When the subject comes up, you're being asked to give the best to God. Young people, you're living at a time when you've got your maximum strength. When you're free, probably, from family responsibilities, when you've got your health, when you've got a sharp mind, these things all fade as you get older. Give your best, give your youth to God's service. Not a helter-skelter trying to build up your career and get your business going and get yourself set up in life and think, yeah, when I'm set up in life there, yeah, then I could donate some money to God's service. God doesn't need money so much as he wants you. He wants your heart, your innermost being. And so this principle has got to be seen in our lives, that I will give the best to God. The priest who offers any man's burnt offering, the priest shall have for himself the skin of the burnt offering which he has offered. Now the priests didn't have an inheritance of land in the same sense as the other tribes of Israel. And so they were allowed to take parts of the sacrifices for themselves, for food and the skin, I guess, with which to make clothing for themselves. The idea was that they would be provided for so that they could focus upon the things of God's word and encouraging other people to serve God. Don't forget, most people were illiterate, so it was really important that there were these priests who, or Levites, who could read God's word and share it with other people. Otherwise, the people had no clue, really, what God wanted from them. In the New Testament, we're told that we are the Levites, all of us, that we are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. We have been dedicated to his service. So don't think, well, yeah, the sort of my religious stuff can be done by the elders of my church, by the priest, by the pastoral team. No, it all comes down to you and me, that we are all to have this sense of devotion and responsibility to others. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which one shall offer to Yahweh. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened loaves mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mixed with oil. So the peace offering was to celebrate the peace I feel with God. And it was largely voluntary. There were times when they were told, you must now offer a peace offering, but generally the idea was that it was voluntary, that you just wanted to celebrate. For example, he says, if he offers it for a thanksgiving, you just wanted to celebrate your peace with God and to thank God. Now, that should feature in our lives, that we should have times in the day when we say to God, I just love you. I just want to praise you. I just want to thank you. And to give God something, not because he asks for it, but because you love him. It's as simple as that. Now, of course, as you read on here about the sacrifice of peace offerings, if it's, for example, verse 16, the sacrifice of his offering is a free will offering, well, they were still to have certain regulations about it. For example, they were not to offer the animal and then keep the whole animal for themselves, keep all the meat for themselves. And they were not to offer that which dies of itself or has been torn by animals. There was obviously a tendency to think that, yeah, I'll sacrifice to God, but I'll sacrifice what kind of didn't cost me anything. The carcass of an animal that you found anyway that had been attacked by other animals and you happened to come across it and you picked it up and you thought, well, yeah, I'll offer this to God. David says, I will not sacrifice to God that which costs me nothing. They're also warned that they were not to eat the fat, as people understood the fat as being the best part of the offering, of the animal. They were to give that to God. So think about that. There should come times in your life when you want to just sacrifice, when you want to just give God something, and do it. Do it. Don't hold yourself back. But recognize that that has still got to be done in the way that God wants, and not just any old how.